listener production.
Hi there, I'm Sasha Barbagat. A bunch of the state schools have teamed up with legendary Aussie singer John Williamson to promote the plight of our oceans and wildlife. The Voice of the Sea is a personal tribute to the ocean by the ARIA Award winner, who himself is a conservationist and passionate about the future of Australia's waterways. He's written the song for the Australian Marine Conservation Society with the hopes it'll inspire a new generation of passionate ocean warriors.
I'm the keeper of the whales and all the creatures of the sea. Of all the coral mansions down deep in history, where did it go? Where has it gone, your love for me?
The AMCS has teamed up with schools to sing the song at their end-of-year performances, with 30 joining the initiative so far. There are hopes it'll one day become part of the curriculum as a tool to educate students.
From LiSTNR and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe. In 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the LiSTNR app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the LiSTNR app now.
LiSTNR.